All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
God said, I'm a winner.
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 Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. Welcome to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, February the 21st, 2021. Hallelujah. Now, I am Bishop Shalene Cook. I am the woman of God of this assembly. But each and every week, I am joined by a phenomenal ministry family in the persons of Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, our beautiful Minister Gladys, Mother Mitchell, and of course, we have our very own Deacon, hallelujah, Deacon William Isbell. So we just want to say thank you, Jesus, for everyone that is here. Now, at this time, we're going to ask that Minister Tina open us with the word of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, praising you and magnifying you for all that you have done for us and blessed us with today and every day, Heavenly
yes.
Father. We ask that you bless the message that is coming our way today, that you open our ears to hear and our hearts to feel the message in our heart. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this ministry today. And for those who are listening near and far, may the message bring them to you, Heavenly Father. May somebody out there who comes to you and finds salvation in you and accepts you as their Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And we thank you for this beautiful day. Amen and amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me. It's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, I wanna get it right, so I encourage my own self. Turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hands.
Yeah.
With winning. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell comes and she brings us this reading from the Powerful Devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. And we just enjoy this portion of the service so much. So please, turn your attention or give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell as she brings this morning's reading. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Bishop. Praise
God. Good morning.
That I'm here.
Amen.
The weather did not take me out, and it did a lot
praise
of people.
Out.
So I praise God for his
thank
keeping
you.
Power and sustaining power. This morning's meditational reading, the powerful lesson from this devotional reads as follows, and it's entitled The Antidote to Fear. Woo! We're looking at 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Now, experts tell us that babies have two natural fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. A study on fear was conducted on 500 adults of varying ages, backgrounds, and lifestyles. The results showed that they shared some 7,000 different fears. This means that they must have learned 6,998 fears since they were born. That is a lot of fears. Actually, our bodies are designed for faith. Fear was foreign to man until Adam sinned against God for the first time. Adam knew fear, and he hid from God and said, "I heard your voice. I was afraid. I hid myself." You can read that in Genesis 3:10. Since then, man has been living in the realm of fear. Fear of the future. Fear of what others might say. Fear of diseases. Fear of flying. Actually, every fear is born out of the feeling of being cut off from God. If you think that God is still mad at you, that he is out to punish you, how can you have faith that everything will be all right? How can you have faith for your miracle? But I have good news for you. There is a sure antidote to fear. The Apostle John says that love casts out fear. When you know that God so loves you that he gave his son to take your beating so that you could take his blessings, you will stop fearing. God so loved you that at the cross, Jesus was rejected so that you could become God's beloved. It was not the nails that kept Jesus on the cross. It was his love for you. And if God did not withhold Jesus, why do you think that he will withhold healing, finances, or a blessed marriage from you? Look at Romans 8:32. Today, when you hear his voice, you will hear him say, "You are my beloved child. In you I am well pleased." And you don't have to hide, but you can run to him without fear, because he is not out to punish you. He is out to protect, provide for you. So fear not. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. The thought for the day, run to God without fear, because he is not out to punish you, but to protect, prosper, and provide for you. Amen.
Walking my path.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am a winner. That's what some of us need to tell ourselves today. I am a winner. Praise God. It is now time. It is prayer time, here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family, standing in the gap for the lost, for the sick, for the depressed, discouraged, and oppressed. We pray for the government. We pray, hallelujah, that God moves in a mighty way. So at this time, we're going to ask Apostle Zeta Flowers to come forth, and she will bring us this morning's prayer. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. We are going to the throne of God in
Amen.
Prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us all come before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving, thanking you for being who you are, and we thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for your hand of protection upon us. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your love that is everlasting. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for us and all that you continue to do. We thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see another day that we have not seen. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we can depend upon you, hallelujah, and know that you will help us. We thank you for it. We thank you. We thank you for answered prayer, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for using us as your vessels. We thank you for that. We praise you for that. Hallelujah. Continue to use us, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to bless us in a way that we can reach out and bless others. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We lift up the lost everywhere. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. We know, Lord, that you have a mighty harvest. Praise God. Hallelujah, that is coming into fruition. We pray, Lord, that you would use us, and we pray, Lord, for more laborers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
The harvest is ripe, but we know that the laborers are often
few.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we pray
yes.
for more laborers
yes, Lord.
To join.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the field
yes.
that many will be saved. In
Jesus'
yes, name, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of fear across the nation.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We pray, Lord, that more
yes.
will look to you and put their
yes.
trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes.
Help, Lord,
Lord,
in Jesus' name. We're calling for your help. We're crying
yes,
out
Lord.
For your help. Hallelujah, in
yes.
these situations that we're
yes.
faced with in this dying
yes, Lord.
World. Hallelujah, we're asking,
yes.
Lord, that you would make a difference. Make a difference in us, Lord, that we would rise up even stronger. Hallelujah,
yes.
mighty in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes.
because we operate in your power. Hallelujah, so allow
right.
us to move, God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We just
yes,
praise
Lord.
You.
Lord.
We praise you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we lift up those, Lord, that have been affected by the storms of nature.
Yes.
All of the
yes.
states, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The numerous areas that the storm
yes,
has hit.
Jesus,
we
touch.
Pray, Lord, that you would move. Hallelujah. That you, we pray for those that have lost their loved ones. We ask, Lord, that you would give them what they need in,
yes.
in their time of mourning, that you would comfort them in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Oh, God, that you would make a difference, hallelujah, in their lives, that they will be drawn near to you in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are injured, those that are in the hospital due to the storms of nature. We pray for those that have lost their homes have been destroyed
yes.
We ask, Lord, that you would allow the rebuilding to begin in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, in Jesus' name. And we lift up our entire nation. God,
yes,
we know
Jesus.
That there is chaotic all across the nation, and we pray, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way in Jesus' name, that
yes.
you would straighten out that situation, hallelujah, that so many are affected by, in Jesus' name. Those that are in the hospitals, we pray that you would send those to go by their bedsides that know you, God, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we pray for healings. Hallelujah. We pray
yes,
that you would
Lord.
Raise up those, Lord, hallelujah, that are down, hallelujah, that don't feel like they can get up again. We pray, Lord, that you would raise them up in Jesus' name and strengthen
yes,
them,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
That they
yes.
may have a testimony to tell
yes.
in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would move in miraculous ways where there,
yes,
where there seems to be no hope. In the name of Jesus, you are a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. And your miracles have not ceased. So we pray, Lord, hallelujah, that you would move miraculously in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In our lives, hallelujah, in the lives of those loved ones that we have that don't know you, hallelujah, that even some that seem to not even want to know you, we pray, Lord, that you will turn their lives around in the name of Jesus. We pray that the
yes, Lord.
Transformation will begin in them in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Tony Williams this morning, we ask, Lord, that you would go to his bedside, hallelujah, that you would lift him up, hallelujah. We pray that we know that he's been diagnosed with COVID-19. We pray, Lord, that the healing, that your healing power will flow through his body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he will be whole, that he will be healed totally and completely in the name of Jesus. We pray for his church. We pray for his building. Hallelujah. All the destruction that has happened in his church offices, his church, the church building. We pray, Lord, that there will be a rebuilding soon. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We pray for his family. We pray for his church members. In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you for what,
yes,
you,
we thank
what you're
you.
Doing and what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray for those that are confined, hallelujah, in their homes and hospitals, that you would continue to move those that are in prison.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the name
Come
of
on.
Jesus. In the
mm-hmm.
jails and the juvenile halls. In the rehabilitation centers. We pray, Lord, that you would go there this morning in the name of Jesus, that you would send those, hallelujah, that are trustworthy, hallelujah, to go before your people, hallelujah, that a difference will be made in their lives in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray for our unsaved loved ones. We pray, Lord, that you would touch this morning. Hallelujah. That
Amen.
Those that are listening in, hallelujah,
yes.
all across
My
the
Lord.
World, hallelujah, will
Help
hear
Jesus.
Your word this morning, that they will have a change of mind, a change of heart,
Holy
hallelujah,
Spirit,
to really want to have a relationship with you, God, in Jesus' name, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up the leader of Spirit Alive Ministries this morning.
Bless you.
We
yes,
lift
Lord.
Up Bishop Shirley
Lord.
Cook this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would move, continue to move in her life. In the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Continue
Thank
to use her in a mighty way, God.
Yes.
In
Thank
Jesus',
you, Jesus'
name. In the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus, we lift up the ministry at large. Hallelujah. We lift up
Lord,
other ministries.
Bless your
we lift
people,
up
God.
The churches that are reopening.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, that they can go in and rejoice once again. Hallelujah. But we,
yeah.
we pray, Lord, for your hand of protection to be upon them as they open up in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that you would clear out, hallelujah, all of the symptoms and anything, Lord, that may look like it's a COVID
situation. We ask, Lord, that you would move in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That your people will be free. Hallelujah. To go in their buildings again and serve you, God. Hallelujah. Even in a better way, a more excellent way. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for
amen.
It, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We pray for all of the leaders everywhere in Jesus'
yes, Lord,
name.
God.
Hallelujah.
Touch Jesus. Amen.
Lift up those that are listening in. Hallelujah. Those
yes,
that are
Lord.
Tuned in this morning to Spirit of Life Ministry.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That they may receive what they need in this
yes,
hour.
Lord.
And we thank you for it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And
amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Let the church of God say amen.
Amen.
Thanks to God. Hallelujah. That was beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
Drop the ball, dummy.
To the reverend in back to the street, huh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning again, everyone. It is now time for this morning's message, so would you please retrieve your Bibles if you haven't already done so and turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. We will be looking at chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Hallelujah. First and foremost, before I begin, I would like to give honor to God, hallelujah, who is the head of my life. He is my Lord and Savior, and to all of you, the saints. This morning's message is part two of Gold Medal Living, and it is entitled, "The Discipline That We Have Will Determine the Legacy That We Leave." So now let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. And the word of God reads as follows. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I pray right now, in your precious son Jesus' name, that you would completely remove me from self. Father God, please step into this body of clay and use me, Lord, as an instrument to declare what you would have your people to know on this day. Use this message, O God, please, sir, to draw the lost, because you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto yourself. And Lord, I pray that you use this message to edify, fortify, and help sanctify your saints. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God. Last week we started looking at the characteristics of a gold medal spiritual life. Hallelujah. We found out that we were already victorious in Jesus. And we looked, because when we looked at the determination and the passion or the Christ-driven focus that it takes us to reach the goal of gold in our lives. Hallelujah. So today we're going to look at the discipline needed in life in order to have an impact on those around us. Because as I have stated, the discipline that we have will determine the legacy that we leave. Now, my sister evangelist Kathy correctly pointed out last week that discipline and strict training are required for us to live our lives at a gold medal level. You know, the most decorated American female Olympian in the history of female swimmer is the swimmer Jenny Thompson. This woman has won 12 medals, 8 gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze. Now, it shouldn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that she had to have incredible discipline in order to achieve this goal. Now, not only is Jenny a great athlete, but she is now also a great entomologist, as she had this to say about her daily schedule. Back in the days when she was toddling training in med school, she said, I wake up in the morning with my adrenaline going. Everything I had to do was running through my head. I'd go work out 2 hours, then I'd go get a triple espresso, red eye, and head to the library and study the entire day. I'd go swim in the evening and then go back to studying all night. My day started at 7 a.m. and ended at 1 a.m. I didn't have time for a social life, and I barely had time to eat or go to the bathroom. My Lord. Now, in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 27, the Apostle Paul tells us a little bit of something about discipline for our own lives. You see, Paul was in the city of Corinth in 57 A.D. when an original Olympic event was held. So Paul uses this as a backdrop to feature in his message. Now, in the beginning of chapter 9, Paul is instructing believers in the subject of how to live their lives. He's been sharing with them that how we live our life will influence how others see Jesus. You see, the first thing he wanted us to know, that winners are disciplined to win. You see, Paul states his goal in living his life in 1 Corinthians 9:19, and I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. He said, "I am not bound to obey just because they pay me, yet I have become a servant to everyone so that I can bring them to Christ." So Paul is saying that it is not only necessary to live a good life, a disciplined life, simply to impress others, but he lived his life in a way that would lead others to Jesus. That was his whole goal, and it should be our goal. Paul continues the passage and concludes with a comparison between our life and a race. And we just read that. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run? But only one gets the prize. He says, run in such a way to get the prize. You see, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So Paul says, therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and I make it a slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. So first we see that Paul uses the analogy of us being a runner. Do you not know that in the race, all runners run, but only one gets the prize? So it says, run in the way that you will get the prize. You see, every child of God is running a life race of faith. And seven times in Scripture, the ideal of life as a race is used to convey a specific spiritual lesson. Now, Paul used the picture of a race to describe his life in the book of Acts. We will find these words in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. And I'm reading from the New International Version. He says, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I finish the race and complete the task that the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. So we see that the goal of Paul's life's race of faith and ours is the declaration of God's grace. You see, we must live our lives in such a way that those around us see the love of grace of Jesus. You see, our actions should show the message of God. Paul is calling us to live our lives so that we reach the goal. The discipline of our spiritual lives will bring us closer to God when we run the race according to his design. And God's design for us is to be free from worldly distractions. Let's look at what it says in Hebrews 12:1. I'm reading from the New International Version again. It says, therefore, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Listen, saints, we must examine ourselves on the daily. We need to be honest with ourselves and ask ourselves if sin is keeping us from being the runner God has called us to be. Amen. And if we're not, we need to beat our bodies and get them in order and make ourselves a slave to God. Now, next, we see that Paul uses the analogy of physical training to help paint this picture. He says, everyone who competes in the race goes into strict training. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it a slave, so that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Let me explain something to us. There are two aspects to training for winners. First of all, winners make a determined effort. You see what Paul said? He said, look here, I'm not running around aimlessly like a chicken with my head cut off. I'm just not throwing blows into the air. Everything I do is intentional. Why? Because my God is intentional. So we see that we must be determined and focused in order to win the race. Paul didn't aimlessly punch the air. He had a destination. He had a target in mind, and that target was to win people to Jesus. You see, here, Paul is focused on the outcome and not just the journey. Let me ask you something. Are you determined enough, focused enough, and disciplined enough to reach the goal? The second aspect of training is winners have self-control. Mm-hmm. That's what Paul was saying. He said, I line my body, my thoughts, my spirit, everything. I line it up under the word of God. And I live my life in a righteous way so that when I meet my maker face to face, I'm going to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. I'm not going to be disqualified from the prize. See, we have to control our lives under God's direction so that we can be an example of his life to others. When Paul speaks of being disqualified, he is talking about missing the reward of those who follow Christ. Scripture teaches that everyone will stand before God and be judged on the actions of their lives. And those who choose not to follow Jesus will be judged for rejecting them. Revelation 20 and 12 and verse 15 declares, I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne. And the books were opened, including the book of life. And anyone whose name was not found in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Don't get it twisted. There is a hell. And if you don't know Jesus, you will be going there. So, but just as they will be judged, those of us that have chosen to cry to choose to follow Jesus, we're going to be judged on our actions too. Oh, don't get it twisted. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Therefore, we must live our lives so that we are not stripped of the reward that God has for us. Because a runner, a winner, runs for the prize. Paul says we are running to win a prize. He said they do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. You see, Paul said the physical races give prizes that never last. Even the winners of the ancient games were given wreaths made out of celery plants. And today's Olympians also have fame that is fleeting and a medal that will eventually perish. But the spiritual race of life produces an eternal reward. James 1 and 12 tells us, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those that love him. And in 1 Peter 5 and 4, it testifies, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Are you determined enough, passionate enough, focused enough, and disciplined enough to run this life race in order to leave a legacy of faith? Are you running the race on purpose, with purpose? Because as I have said, the discipline that we have will determine the legacy that we need leave. Now let's look at the analogy of a relay race, which says that a gold medal life is a life lived in a way that passes the baton of faith from one generation to the next. In Deuteronomy 31, 2 and 3, we see Moses pass on the legacy of faith to Joshua when he said, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord has said. Moses passing the legacy to Joshua. And in 1 Chronicles 22 29 verses 22 through 23, David passes the legacy of faith to Solomon during his coronation. The word of God declares, and did eat and drink before the Lord on the day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. So we see David passing the legacy on to Solomon. And now we're going to look at Paul, because he's passing that very same legacy on to Timothy. Now let me tell you a little bit about Timothy. Timothy was from Lystra, and he may have been converted on Paul's trip that's recorded there in Acts 14:6-21. And Paul refers to Timothy as a child in the faith, meaning, and Paul was saying that he was instrumental in Timothy's conversion. Timothy also accompanied Paul on his trips, and Paul lists him as a co-author of six of his letters, with 2 Timothy being Paul's last letter written from Rome shortly before his death in the fall of 67 AD. 2 Timothy 1, 4, and 5 records Paul's remembrance. Okay, and it says, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
Yeah.
You see, Paul recounts for Timothy his joy over the heritage of faith passed from Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. So we see that the greatest gift that any parent can give is a foundation of faith. And parents are admonished to diligently teach their children the things of God. In Deuteronomy 6:5-7-7, parents are told to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. And Ephesians 6:4, parents are told not to treat their children in such a way as to make them angry, but instead raise them with Christian discipline and instructions. Bear a testimony to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they are old, they shall not depart from it. So you see, the gold medalist for Christ knows that a godly legacy begins at home. Then Paul passes the baton. In 2 Timothy 2:2, Paul challenges Timothy to pass on the life of faith. He said, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men to teach others. You see, our Christian character and biblical understanding are given to us by God so that we can invest that wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment, that love, into the lives of others. You see, gold medalists for Christ leave a legacy, not only of faith, but of mentoring. When the Greek warrior Odysseus went off to fight in the Trojan War, he left his young son, Telemachus, in the care of a trusted guardian named Mentor. The siege of Troy lasted 10 years, and it took Odysseus another 10 years to make his way home. And when he arrived, he found his son had grown into a man, thanks to the mentor's wise tutelage. And based on this story, we now speak of a mentor as someone who functions to some extent as a father or mother figure in the best sense of the term. It is a man or woman who fundamentally affects and influences the development, and I'm talking about the spiritual development of another. And it's, I'm going to be defining this more comprehensively when I do my ministerial training, but we need to know and understand that the investment into the lives of others is the greatest reward of all. Because, see, as mentors, we nurture souls. We help to shape character.
Yeah.
And we call others to be a complete and whole man or woman by the grace of God. The Holy Word tells us in Proverbs 27:17 that iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens another. Our lives are best sharpened when we're rubbed up against another gold medalist. Hallelujah. That's running that good faith race. You see, I believe my Spirit Alive family prays every day for me, my family, and the ministry. You see, the servants here shape lives as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, deacons, ministers. Who's shaping your life? And whose life are you shaping? I'm finna bring this to a close. Because, see, we want to look at Paul's legacy. We can see from 2 Timothy 4:6-7 that Paul knows he is at the end of his life. And like I said, he was executed at the end of Nero's reign in the late 67 or early 68 A.D. He said, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." See, here Paul uses the analogy of the Old Testament sacrifice to indicate that he has lived a life in Christ of significance. And now he is going to die a death that is worth dying for. The image of drink offering is an image of pouring out of blood. It signifies pleasing worship to God. As recorded in Numbers 15:1, it says, "Bring half a hin of wine as a drink offering. It will be an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord." So Paul painted a picture that his life had been a life of obedient worship to God, because he understood that his discipline and the way that he served God, the way that he followed Christ, would determine the legacy of faith that he would leave behind. See, he wanted everybody to know that he fought the good fight and he competed victoriously in every game. Did he have trials and tribulations? Yes.
Sure.
Did he have problems and circumstances? Yes. But you see, he also knew he had Jesus. So he was able to compete. And he finished the race, and he kept the faith through his faithful service. He says in 1 Timothy 1:12, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that has considered me faithful, appointing me in the service." Let me ask you something. What will be said about you at the end of your life? Have you left a legacy of faith to your family? Have you shaped the life of someone and helped them become closer to Christ? Are you faithfully serving Christ who rescued you from your sin? I want you to stop. We all need to stop and examine ourselves very closely right here and right now, because this faith race that we are living is not against other men. But we run this race to attain the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. So I want us to ask ourselves, are we truly focused on the finish line, which is eternal life? Or are we trying to get everything that we can right here in the here and now? Are we living as though we're already winners? Are we just hanging around on the sidelines of life, afraid of getting involved with others because maybe we've been hurt? Some of us may not be living that victorious gold medal life because we've allowed the trials, the pain, and the tribulations of life to overwhelm us, causing us to stumble. But there's good news, people. We can get back up again with God on our side. We can do whatever he wants us to do. We can be whatever he wants us to be. We can have whatever he wants us to have. And we can go wherever he wants us to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are winners. And we have to live our lives like we are winning. We can't walk around and speak life out of our mouths and then live like we're already defeated. My Lord and my God, We have to know that we are winning with God on our side. Yes, the devil will come against us. Yes, he will try to trip us up. But hallelujah, we have weapons of warfare that our Father God has given us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have his holy word. We can talk directly to him and listen directly to him, Father God. Hallelujah. And if nothing else, we need to understand. Even if you think you are a loser, even if you believe you're a has-been, even if you believe you are washed up and all is lost, let me tell you something. You may feel like you have lost, but our God don't lose. He always wins. God does not lose. So even if you feel like you're falling, even if you fall short, even if you are feeling broken and hurt and downcast and downtrodden, you got to remember something. If God is in you, you are a winner because he don't lose ever. Ever, never, ever. So I just praise God, and I pray that you got something out of this message this morning. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I just give him honor, glory, and praise. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to call on Evangelist Kathy Horton, because right now I want her to come and bring the call to salvation. And that will be followed by a prayer by Prophetess Kathleen Holloway for the new converts. Come on, my sister Hurricane Horton, make it do what it do for the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. Sister, you did it again. You did it again. Let me share this right quick, and I just love it because this is what's going on.
Go ahead, go ahead.
When you're running a race, you can't just run aimlessly, as you were stating, what Paul was stating in his word. You have to be disciplined. But what he also said in that, you have to practice what you preach. You can't be telling, you can't coach somebody and tell them you're supposed to do this, and you can't tell somebody, oh, this is what the Lord say do, and you're not doing it. We must be an example of what God has called us to do. If you're running this race, you're showing the world, hey, like the lady's saying, I had to discipline myself. I don't even have time for myself, because your time is spent obeying and doing what the Lord would have you to do. So when you walk in this life, it should be obvious who you are. It should be obvious that you're a saint or a child of God. Whatever terminology, a Christian, whatever terminology you want to be, use, that's what you should be. My new people,
that's right.
My new sisters and brothers,
mm-hmm.
there's a standard, and I always say that. You are in a life of the glory. You're in. You have the right as a child of God to be in the presence of God because he allows you to be. You have access to everything in the world, and that access is God. Whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you desire, God is your source. Is your source. The Bible tells you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, all, not some, all these things shall be given to you. But first things first. Precious saints, baby saints, new saints, God bless you. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because you have come to the Lord. Glory to God. That's how much the Lord loves you. That's how much God loves you. Let's praise. We got a new convert, glory to God, and we just snatched one from the pits of hell. Baby saints,
amen.
God
amen.
Bless you. You are a child of God. You have the answer. You have the source to everything that you need. Everything that you need. Did you hear the word? Now, from this point, from this point on, you're responsible for obeying the word of God. Getting the word?
Amen.
If you don't understand it, that's okay. You remember what I just told you? You have the source, so go to God and go, I don't understand this. Give me understanding and clarity. And give me the revelation of the word that I may draw others. Glory to God.
Yes.
And I tell you what, one more thing. The first problem you're going to have is your family. Sometimes it's your family that gets to you. Because I went through that. But now, my 100-year-old mother is 102 today. Right now, this moment, he got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost at 82 years old. Glory to God.
Praise him.
So that's 20 years right there. I had Buddhist Muslims in my family. Glory to God, they saved, and some of them filled with the Holy Ghost, but they know who Jesus is. Those very people gave me the hardest time.
Hallelujah. You tell them,
man. You're on a winning team. See, because they can't win. They can't win. Like your sister said a couple of months back, I read the end of the book. We win.
Yep, we win.
You won. We win. We already won. The Bible says he has made us more than conquerors. So we have victory already in Jesus Christ. God bless you. Love you the Lord. Yeah. And you have made
us. Hallelujah. We love you more. Thank you, beautiful one. Oh, my Lord, I love her. I just love her. I just love her.
Amen.
All right, I want you to come on in the room,
thank you,
Prophetess Holloway, and pray for our new converts.
Father God, we just come to the throne of grace one more time. Again, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for salvation. Thank you for the new converts. And Father God, as we pray for them, we pray your strength, your anointing, your filling with the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, that they've taken a step to repent of their sins and receive your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior. Father God, and this is the beginning of a beautiful journey. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for
the victory
and that we are winners. Thank you for taking them through their trials, Holy Ghost, for strengthening them and giving them joy, Father God, as they read your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they may become a good example of you in the name of Jesus, that there's changes in their lives, Father God, that those around them will see the changes and know that it is you. And God, we just thank you for stirring them. We thank you for blessing them, for working a miracle for them right now. And God, we just give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Well, saints of God, we have some time, so I'm going to I want to ask the servant leaders of this house to come on in, and they're going to give us some little nuggets. And bless you. And I do this every Sunday, most Sundays, because I truly believe that there's power in unity. And when you can hear the love of God and you see the camaraderie, you can feel the camaraderie, and you can feel, hallelujah, the humility, and you can, and I mean, you can really understand that these are humble servant leaders, and they are not here for form or fashion, but they are here to bless you with a nugget of life so that you can live a more abundant life. So I'm going to start with Minister Anthony Brooks. Come on in the room, dear brother.
Thank you, Bishop. And for new converts, praise God. Welcome. You're part of a wonderful family. You know, be showered with blessings. Winning this race, it's like we've been told that we already won, but this is the battles that we have from within our daily lives, person to person. But the bottom line is this. If we really, and including us on the network, and those of us who've been followers or believers for many years, whoever says, it's like, well, hey, I've been a believer since 19 whatever, we still have our walking to do, and we still need to follow the mighty word of the Most High in Yeshua Jesus' name. We have to be the examples for these new converts. We have to set the right example. Because out of the abundance of the heart, so a man speaks. So we can't get on this program and start talking out of what we're talking about, this scripture, that scripture, and dropping our heart in the middle of it, what I really feel. Because what I feel may not lead you to the kingdom of heaven. What I feel may lead you astray. And that's not what we're here to do.
That's right.
We're here to just like the bishop does, before she even speaks on the scripture of the day, she prays to the Father that she removes herself. And that's what we're all to do. And we have to look at ourselves in the mirror each and every day and ask ourselves, are we doing the kingdom's work? Am I trying to get my agenda on purpose?
Come on.
Your agenda, if what's going on in your heart is more important than the sovereign words of the Most High.
Come on, bro.
Then you're leading not only others astray, you're leading yourself astray.
God is
right.
He is not mine. You know, we don't change our hearts. We don't change our hearts and our minds.
That's right.
He says to present our bodies
as
a sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him.
Come on.
He tells us we're to condemn our flesh with all this lust and affection. He tells us these things. Why?
Amen.
The enemy is going to attack us through the flesh. That's it.
Yeah.
And he's going to look to destroy our flesh and spirit along the way.
Yeah.
So if we are not, as believers, are not aware every day that He wants to do it through gluttony, through lust, through manipulation,
pride.
through pride, through greed, all of you listening, you hear it, you got to follow it. You can't get off.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't get off here and say praise God. Oh well, hey, my back is hurting. I don't feel good. Such and such ain't paid me my money. Oh, such and
Come
such
on,
need
bro.
To get over here and take care of business or whatever. You can't talk one way on the air. And this is the same thing for everyone else who has their ministry elsewhere. You can't talk one way out in the open, and then when the service is over and when folks walk away, start going back to doing your own thing.
Come on!
Who are you, really fooling? Who are you really fooling? We can't
Bro. That's good.
We've got to follow His word and take our selfishness out of the way.
Yes. Yes,
we have
Jesus.
To move ourselves and die to our flesh. If we really want
All
to
right
move
now,
on
bro.
And
that's
advance
good.
In the kingdom, die to the flesh. And that's something we're going to continue to show the new converts, that this is what we're about. It's not about our will. It's about our Father's will. If it's good enough for our Savior to say that and live it and follow it, who are we to think we're better than Him?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, that was beautiful. Minister Gladys, are you in this house? Let me see. While I wait on her, I'm going to go to Mother Mitchell. Come on in the house, Mother Mitchell. And if anybody else wants to put their praise on it, press your one so I can see.
Praise God. I thank you, Bishop. You know, I used to hear some of the older saints say, I'm going to run on and see what the end's going to be. And, you know, I was just going through the Bible and a new recruit and of the Lord, and I thought, you don't have to run nowhere. Just pick up your Bible and start reading, and He's going to start telling you already what the end is, not what it's going to be. He tells you what the end is, and we're already victorious in Christ Jesus. And
Amen.
If we run the race that He has set before us, we will stay victorious in Christ Jesus. He is
Amen.
Our brother and our shield, and He will take us exactly where He wants us to go, when He wants us to go, and how He wants us to get there.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He left me in the land of the living through storm
Praise
and
him.
Rain and fire and all of
Thank
it.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
To praise
Amen.
His holy name. Thank
Hallelujah. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. All right, area code 510. Last four digits, 9424. God bless you. Welcome to the service. Put your praise on it, sis. Or bruh. You must be on mute, precious one. Area code 510. Last four digits, 9424. Okay. They must no, don't know they on mute. All right, we're gonna keep it moving. Let's go on down to the Holloway. Apostle, what word do you have for today?
We give God praise, glory, and honor. We thank God for the new converts. It's God that keeps us. It's God that strengthens us. We must stay in the anointing and in the power of the Holy Ghost. We need to stay in our word, study to show ourselves approved rightly beside in the word of truth. It's the strength that we receive from staying in the anointing. How do I stay in the anointing? I stay in prayer. I stay before the throne of grace, and I humble myself before the throne of grace. Every morning I get up, I lay before the Lord. I lay on my stomach, I lay on my face, and I go before God, and I pray, and I seek God for the will of God. I pray for others. I receive the anointing. I receive what I need in the anointing. And we, as we go out amongst the people, when we go, they say, how do you stay? You say you're 73 years old. How do you stay so vibrant? You don't look old. It's because we stay in the anointing. We stay before God, and we pray. We seek God. And I thank God for my mother. My mother was the one that kept us in. Yes, my father preached, but it was my mother that prayed. When I was off in Vietnam, my mother was praying for me. And I stayed. When I got out, I went back to the church. I stayed. It was nobody but God. And we humble ourselves before God. And God will carry us through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Prophetess Kathleen, come on in the room.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Really enjoyed the message that we are winners. I got several things from the message that we are winners, and we must seek God to show a good example of God's holiness, and that God is a believer. And it was just a really good, encouraging message.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. All right, Deacon Isbell. Come on in the room.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Bishop Cook. All honor and praise to all the previous speakers, especially to our 102-year-old mother. That's awesome.
Yes, glory to God.
Your message today reminds me of the movie Chariots of Fire. There was a fellow, a very young, talented runner who made it all the way to the Olympic finals, but the Olympic finals were on a Sunday. And he was very conflicted about it. So he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord gave him the answer. And when he ran the race, he heard the music of God in his head, and he won the race. He won the race because he was doing it for the love of God the Father Almighty and not himself. As we run our race, we are running it for God the Father Almighty, not ourselves.
Yes.
Now, I'm traveling from Florida to Atlanta, Georgia today. I have truly enjoyed this message. It's passed away a lot of miles from me, and I've enjoyed it thoroughly. God bless you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Isbell.
Amen.
Apostle Zeta, come on in the room.
Amen. All right. God bless you, the messenger, and the message. It was really good. And talking about the gold medal spiritual life. Praise God. You started out by letting us know that though we are winners.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And then about our character, how much it means.
Yes.
You know, there are others that are watching us. There are others that see us, and they see what we do. They see us operate and everything. So our character means a whole lot. Also, it's important for us when God blesses us and puts us in position that we mentor somebody, that we provide spiritual investment and spiritual development into somebody's life to make a difference in their lives. Praise God. And everything I heard was good. All the other comments were good. But we need to keep running. We need to keep running by faith. Praise God.
Yes,
God is
ma'am.
On our side. Hallelujah. And he will bless us to have whatever we need and to do the things that we need to do. I enjoyed the comments by Evangelist Kathy and everybody, Minister Brooks, setting the right examples, he said. You know, we have to follow what we preach. Praise God.
Yes.
And that's the truth. Hallelujah. We can't say one thing and then do another. You know, we have people that are at stake. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And people that are depending on God through us.
Yes.
Amen. And so we,
Amen.
We must practice what we preach, as Evangelist Kathy said, and obey and just do what God has given
just
us
do.
To do. Praise God.
Yes.
And others will be blessed. Others will be led to Christ by
yes.
our lives. Praise God. And when it comes that time that the enemy is raging, God has given us, we have to remember the weapons that we need to pick up. The divine weapons, hallelujah, the weapons of our warfare that
yes,
were God
given.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, you know, we have to remember that we need to die of ourselves, because that,
yes.
that is what gets in the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not wanting to die to self, but we must. It is so important that we put ourselves aside for the sake of others, just like Jesus Christ did. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. Now, let me try again, because I want everyone who wanted to put a praise on it to have that opportunity. So I'm going back to area code 510. Last four digits of your phone number is 9424. Would you like to have a word this morning? Because you have pressed your one.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Bishop Shalene. This is Gladys. Sister Gladys. How are you?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm blessed.
This word was so beautiful this morning, and so for me. We have to stay in our same like-mindedness around people to strengthen us, to keep us in the Word of God, to keep us in that fellowship, you know, in that era, you know. And we have to stay focused, you know. It's not going, the Bible said that it wasn't going to be easy every day, you know, that we were going to have trials and tribulations, and we have to just keep on going through. This race never stops. This is what I got out of it. This race never
Amen.
Stops. And we have to continue passing that baton. And we never know when we will get that baton back. And we have to still stay in the same
like-mindedness.
We have to still keep that same spirit of love. You know?
Yes, come on, dude.
And be resilient.
Yes. Yes.
And be resilient
Thank
about
you,
our
Jesus.
Recovery and know that God is going to take us through. He didn't bring us just to stop. He brought us to it to take us through.
To bring us to it. Come on, sister.
Yes.
Say that.
Yes.
Say that.
I love this. I have each one of the books written down, and I'm going to go back through them. I just thank God. I thank God for the newcomers on today.
Yeah,
I thank God for my spiritual mentors. I love each and every one of you all. My life has truly changed since I've been
my
Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. I thank God for your prayers.
Yes, glory.
I'm strong in God.
I am strong, God. I'm not weak. I am a winner.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God,
all the praise and all the glory this morning. I love you, God.
We love you, sis. Yes, hallelujah. That's what it's all about, coming together, touching, and agreeing. Thank you, Jesus. The race is not given to the swift, but to those that endure.
When we are enduring,
when we are abiding together, hallelujah, the beautiful thing about it is we're all in our own lane. But if we happen to look over and see a brother or sister stumbling, instead of running on to the finish line by ourselves, we're going to stop. And we're going to help them up. And we're going to help them cross the finish line. That's what being a child is all about, God is all about. Not just getting yourself to the finish line, but taking as many people as you can with you.
Amen.
Yeah. And I praise God for the servant leaders here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, because they are truly special individuals. I, too, would like to add my birthday salutations to my sister's mother. Hallelujah. We praise God for her. We thank you, Jesus, for longevity.
Yeah.
We praise you, God, that she is living. Hallelujah. Proof that you can do what you want for as long as you want in whoever you want. So we just praise God for that testimony of our sister Kathy, and we just pray that Mother will have many, many, many more beautiful years in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So at this time, if there be nothing else, we will have the benediction from Mother Mitchell, and I will dismiss you. Hallelujah.
God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Saints of God, you have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, and I was joined by the mighty servants of God here in the persons of Apostle and Prophetess Holloway, Apostle Zeta, hallelujah, Mother Mitchell, Minister Tony, or Anthony, as we call him, hallelujah, Evangelist Kathy, hallelujah, Minister Gladys and Minister Tina, and hallelujah, our very special Deacon William. We were all here today to show you love, to give you a word, to encourage your hearts, to uplift you.
Yeah.
And we pray, hallelujah, and we pray that you will take this word and not just, you know, hear it today, but that you will grasp the word of God in your heart so that you can run this race and run it with excellence, because everything God does, he does in excellence. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He doesn't give us raggedy blessings. When God gives us something, he gives us the full package, and we need to give him us completely. We need to give him our undivided attention. Hallelujah. We need to be obedient to him without fault. And we need to continue to pray every day. As the Apostle Holloway said, we need to pray every day to make sure that we're in the will of God, because there is nothing worse than doing things in and of yourself and saying it's God, because God won't move on that. God's only going to move on what he's ordained to move. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
But we also need to know sometimes God says wait. And when he says wait, we need to be praying. We need to be in his word, and we need to be serving other people. See, the word of God testifies to itself. So, saints of God, we have a wonderful opportunity to bless God with all that is within us if we would only believe his word, obey his word, and then operate according to his word.
Ooh,
so I just want to thank you for the wonderful servant leaders here again. I just want to thank you for listening, and we pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Hallelujah, and from our household to yours. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Now, go with God, Go in peace. You are dismissed. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory
amen.
To God. Saints, you did a phenomenal job. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yeah.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Happy birthday, Mother. We love you.
God bless you. God bless all
God
of you.
God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you
God
all.
Bless you. Oh, excuse me.
Butter rice.